This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. In Austin, battle lines in the Texas Capitol are sharpening around one of this year's biggest fights over social issues. It's a battle over bathrooms, specifically which bathrooms transgender people should be allowed to use. Supporters and opponents have already been lobbing attacks, and reporter Christopher Connolly joins me to talk about the latest. Chris, thanks for stopping by.
Sure thing.
So let's start out with some basic terms here. What are we talking about when we talk about these so-called bathroom bills?
Yeah, this can be confusing for people. We're talking about bills that, in one way or another, limit or prohibit transgender people from using bathrooms that match their gender at birth. It can take various different forms. In North Carolina, for example, it's illegal to use the bathroom that doesn't match the sex that's marked on your birth certificate. In Texas, the proposed legislation is a bit more limited than that.
Limited in what way?
So it's limited to government buildings, public schools, and public universities. Basically, it says transgender people can't use bathrooms that don't match their, quote, biological sex in government buildings. It leaves private businesses, private, entities up to their choice, whether or not they let transgender people use the bathroom they're most comfortable with. The bill also would block local non-discrimination ordinances that guarantee transgender people the right to use the bathroom they're comfortable using. Austin and Dallas already offer those protections. Houston voters overturned a local non-discrimination ordinance that would have done that.
Now, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is pushing this bill in the state Senate. Why does he say this legislation is needed?
Well, he says it's a privacy issue, for one, and a safety issue. He's afraid that transgender protections might entice sexual predators to pretend to be transgender in order to prey on women and girls in bathrooms. He frames it also as a fight against liberals, kind of pushing their agenda. Here's what he said at a press conference announcing the legislation.
You can mark today as the day that Texas is drawing a line in the sand and saying no. The privacy and safety of Texans is our first priority, not political correctness.
Transgender advocates are really bothered by this safety claim. They say transgender people aren't predators, that there isn't really any evidence that more crimes occur when transgender people are allowed to use the bathroom they're most comfortable with. And also, they point out sexual assault is still a crime.
But it's not just the LGBT community pushing back on this bill. Business has also come out against it. Why?
Well, a lot of business leaders say that anti-LGBT legislation makes Texas look bad. The Texas Association of Business and visitors bureaus across the state say it'll hurt tourism because people could think that this is a state that discriminates against LGBT people. And it'll make it harder to attract high-profile sports events or big conventions if organizations aren't sure their fans or attendees will feel welcome. They also say it'll make it harder to attract top talent to the state, and many businesses will look elsewhere when they plan to relocate or expand. House Speaker Joe Strauss says that's exactly his concern.
So I think we should be very careful about doing something that could make Texas less competitive for investments, jobs, and the highly skilled workforce needed to compete. That's my personal view on this, and it's the sentiment back home.
All of this sort of cues up a potential fight between the House and the Senate on this issue. Dan Patrick, who leads the state Senate, has said he thinks his chamber will pass the bill, but it's an open question if it'll come up for a vote in the House. And it's worth noting here, Governor Greg Abbott has been pretty silent on the issue.
Now, in terms of businesses being against the legislation, we've reported on a study that the Texas Association of Business put out, and that tallied the potential costs of anti-LGBT legislation. And the costs ranged widely.
Right. They said it could cost Texas anywhere from less than $1 billion to as much as $8.5 billion and almost 150,000 jobs.
So do those numbers add up?
Well, no, but kind of. PolitiFact Texas took a look at the numbers, and they said the numbers themselves were bad because the data they used was problematic, and they concluded it was, quote, mostly false. At the same time, though, they held up the basic thrust of the argument that the business group was making, that Texas would likely see a detrimental economic impact if it goes forward with anti-LGBT legislation. Of course, Dan Patrick trumpeted that mostly false claim and basically said the whole idea was bunk.
And it doesn't stop there. The NFL has even jumped in on this.
Right. The league put out a statement on Friday that basically said that laws considered discriminatory would be a factor that they take into consideration when they're awarding future Super Bowls. So really, moving forward in Austin, this bathroom legislation is kind of showing the tension between two wings of the Republican Party. That is the wing that's motivated more by social issues and then the more business-focused side of the party.
All right. We'll continue to monitor the legislation at the State House. Chris Connolly, thanks for stopping by.
Happy to do it.